the Nikki Byrne Show.
With Jenny Green.
The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green.
Yeah. 2FM. Battle on the Street.
On 2FM.
Do you know what? We nearly went into an ad break there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little bit tired, okay? But I'm holding it together.
You're a bit tired. Actually, I'm reading one of your texts here about the little things.
Says, go on.
I read it wrong. Oh. Says, and I thought, my husband, Porrick, puts my PJs on the refrigerator for me. It's the, I thought, what? He puts them on the fridge. Should I make them cold? That's a horrible thing to do. It's the radiator. Sorry about
you
that.
You could be getting night sweats, though. Do you know what I mean?
You could be.
Look at everything.
And I get the night sweats.
Okay, right. So it is nearly the end of 2018. So what did you go out and ask people?
Well, I just thought it was an opportunity to go out and ask people, you know, what was good for you in 2018? Because, like, you know, we do hear an awful lot of bad news. And so I thought, you know, let's go out and have a little review of the year with people, just in general, as I approach them with a microphone and see what they have to say. So, and just to get into the spirit of this, what I said was, tell us about the good stuff in 2018 that happened to you. And this is what some of them said.
Well, I got engaged. I started a new job. We moved to Dublin and I got a raise.
Four big things in one year. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. A really good year for me, I think.
I started a new job in January, which is quite exciting and I really like it. And I get to work in town, which is nice. And my two little nephews were born in September, so that was quite exciting.
Well, I started a makeup course and I really liked that. And the girls went on holidays and stuff. And I went to Electric Picnic. I just had a...
So you went to Electric Picnic. Was it your first time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it. It was probably the best 3 days of my life. Like,
my brother is going to have a baby, so that's quite exciting. And I learned how to drive, so that's great.
You learned how to drive, yeah. And did you pass your test first time?
Well, that's my goal for next year.
I got a pretty big promotion and I started a new relationship. And I was also really great to see the eighth beer appealed. So that was a really good thing to see this year.
2018's been a good one. I got engaged here to Fiona. I gave up my job to follow my PT career, so it's been really, really good.
And personal training,
this
right?
Beautiful beard as well.
So you've started the personal training and you've grown this wonderful beard that I'm bearing witness to right now.
I tell you though, it was
some beard.
Was
it? I could have just,
like,
I could have got into it.
Long or? Yeah,
no, it was quite well. There was a lot of it.
Okay,
but it was
right.
Well put together. But it's the kind of thing you could nest in.
if
it
you
was
had
nice.
Wings.
If, yeah. Well, no, you just get into it.
Okay.
But, like, you know, it's interesting what people say. You know, I love the one at the start where she said, I got engaged, I got a new job, I moved to Dublin. If that's your thing, of course.
Yes.
And
because it is not the centre of the universe, just want to remind people.
It is not the centre of the universe. And people in Cork will attest to that.
Exactly.
As your parents living down there would say.
They've left Dublin.
Yeah, they've left. So that's kind of some kind of reverse migration. But anyway, good things that happened to me this year. There's something... Nothing major, but more trivial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Although it wasn't trivial in my life, because it took about 4 months to sort it out. I got a new fridge, because it's an integrated fridge, right? Because it's in cupboards.
Living the dream,
I know.
Cormac, living the dream.
I bet you can't, a layman like me cannot put in a fridge if it's behind a cupboard and you have to attach a door to it. That was a big deal getting that organised. It took me about 4 months to get it all done. And I finally got it done about 3 weeks ago. That's pretty exciting.
And you love it.
I do
no
love
regrets.
It. Yeah, and blue cheeses, the smelly cheeses, I had a breakthrough in 2018 with them because I didn't like them because I had a bad experience when I was a young lad with, you know, blue cheeses and Stiltons and all that kind of stuff. I've now come to accept them in my life and I think they're actually pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a good year all
around.
And
you guys haven't... I've been on this show working for nearly... Well, 2018. You haven't found me out yet.
I was waiting for you to say working on this show. And
it
instead,
has been a good thing.
So we came third to the new fridge and the blue cheese, which
well,
is kind of nice.
You know, my new... Yeah. Well, look, I didn't want to kind of blow smoke in certain places. So, you know, it has...
No fear.
You guys haven't figured me out, which is a great thing. So how's 2018 been for you?
I mean,
what's the good things for you? The big
you know
gigs, I suppose.
There's been a lot of really good things this year. I think it's been busy, but it's been exciting. And all of it has been, you know, so different as well. So I suppose I'll probably look back at it and go, that was kind of a mental year, but in a lovely way.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for it. It has been lovely. And I think it's nice you going out to ask people this, because sometimes we don't often take stock of great things that happen. We're just kind of maybe moaning about certain things. And then when you look back, if you wrote them down, you go, my God, it actually, all these great things happened and I missed them because I didn't think about it.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we're consumed with bad news stories. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of things. However, I did move on to ask them then, what would you like to see change in 2019? And have a listen to this.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
Housing prices. That's the big thing for me, you know, just affordable rent. Yeah, that's probably my biggest bugbear at the moment. I love living in Dublin, but yeah, it costs so much to live in Dublin these days.
Trump, Brexit, all that stuff is quite draining. There's a lot of opinions flying about, and I think if we rediscovered respect, that'd be quite a nice thing.
Where I'm from, there's no real industry. To move up to Dublin, like, it's atrocious. There's no choice for young people to move up. Like, you have to be saving for ages beforehand. I have to get a train up every day, and it's working out cheaper.
A little less Photoshop, and maybe more of something, because I love Instagram, and I'd like to, like, keep looking at Instagram without, like, my eyes bleeding every so often.
And why do they bleed?
Just from, like, fake things, I suppose.
So do you want people to be a little bit more honest on their social media platforms?
Yeah.
I suppose it would be great to see Brexit come to a close. Some solution. My sister lives in London, so we don't know what's going to happen. So it'd be great to see that solution to that situation.
I have friends in the retail world, and they're trying to plan for mortgages, and, like, future planning is so difficult when you don't know how it's going to affect your job. So it'd just be handy for the Brexit negotiations to finish sometime soon.
Or just go away.
Yeah, just to go away. I don't want to see Theresa May's face ever again.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Poor old Theresa May.
A little bit. I do feel sorry for her. There was somebody in there who mentioned, and something I think they touched on, they were talking about people being fake and they'd like to see a bit more. And I think I would agree with that. I'd love to see a bit more realness. I feel like it feels in some ways like you're surrounded by fakeness these days. And it's everywhere. And it's our own fault because we're consuming it by looking at it online. So I've kind of made a decision lately. I don't look at it anymore because I find I just go, look at that idiot. So why am I looking at them? I don't anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know, the thing. But, like, that's a big conversation where people need to kind of become more real and represent themselves as who they are on social media instead of kind of constructing this thing. And then when you meet them in real life, you go, hang on, are you the person? Hang on, we got things.
They're always like, you look at their pictures.
That's not you, is it?
Super confident. They're like mad outfit. Yay, I'm having the best, having the crack, having the bands. And then you meet them and you go, and they're like,
and they look nothing like their picture.
They can't even speak. They can't even have a conversation with you. And you're like, what happened to your picture on Instagram?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And thank God you're just normal like me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, some things you can't see. I'd like to see the back of Brexit. That's obviously going to still be with us in 2019. And, you know, the Donald as well, which is an ongoing kind of issue for the world. Extreme weather events, you know, like the big snow thing that happened earlier on this year. That seems like 100 years ago now. But that was pretty intense. Mm. And the heat wave, which we've all sort of forgotten about as well.
Yeah.
That was intense as well. I'm not really into all that kind of extreme weather events.
No, I know.
Regardless of the environmental issues, they're all a bit much for me. I'd prefer less of that sort of carry on.
So I suppose the big thing is, what kind of personal changes did you ask people that they wanted to do?
Well, let's see. It's kind of like it's not New Year's resolutions. It's just like, how would you like to develop as a person for 2019? Let's have a listen to this.
I'd like to kind of give up, like, watching TV and being on Facebook the whole day, and maybe, like, reading a few more books wouldn't kill me.
So you want to take it old school again, yeah?
Yes, I want to definitely go a little bit more old school.
I suppose just get the head down and bring the degree to a close now to kind of get through that.
You probably, like, the stop wasting so much money and stop...
On what? What type of stuff do you waste money on?
Oh, God, like food and going out drinking and makeup and clothes and things. So, yeah, everything. I should be...
So reining in the spending. Is that what you want to do for 2019?
Yeah, hopefully anyway, yeah.
I really, really want to run the Rock and Roll Half Marathon next year. I currently can run 5K. Okay, so we're getting there slowly. And
so what, you've got about 16 to go, right?
Yeah, just about 16 more to go. So that's going to be the aim.
Well, I'd like to go on like a big trip next year. Like, I don't know where, but it would be really nice to go somewhere for like a few weeks next year.
We need to see Man United winning some more games. Definitely, yeah. Start playing some attacking football.
Would you ever think about switching allegiance to another team? Is that possible?
No way.
God. Sacrilege. How could you ask somebody
I know
that?
Nicky's not here, and like, we're not the greatest soccer, you know, pundits in the world. Why can't you just change teams? Like, if your team is doing bad for about 5 years
pick
in a row,
the one that's doing
just
well.
Pick a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see him on the you'll see him on the telly more. But you'll see him on the telly more. You'll have more reasons to have a bit of a laugh, a few pints.
I think you're right. So do you know what? We'll just put it out there today.
Yeah, I want to know.
It helps people. If you're supporting a team that aren't doing well, just change to a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And have you ever done it? And is that okay?
Has
Come
it paid
on.
Off? Has it paid off?
Of course it's paid off. So what about you?
Personal changes.
Any personal changes you'd like to make for 2019?
I think I would like to maybe learn how to relax. I think that would be...
I'm with you there, sister.
I can't seem to manage that one. And maybe worry a bit less. I find I like
to
spend...
Are you reading my mind?
I like to spend the entire day that I am awake and even when I am asleep worrying about something. And it's getting exhausting, I'll be honest.
Let me tell you something. I wrote down some notes before I came down to this. And I thought about 2019 upstairs. And I went, I want to... Honest God, I've written here. I want to dial down the worrying. I want to dial down the worrying and live in the now. I know I don't want to sound airy-fairy and live in the now. I need to stop living in the future of catastrophe. I need to stop that because it's a problem. On a slightly more mundane note, our car has 210,000 kilometres on it. I'd like to get another car next year.
That doesn't have 210,000 kilometres.
210,000 kilometres. But it's a Volvo. And if anybody else knows anything about Volvos, would I get 300,000 out of it? Do I really need to worry about changing it this year? Hopefully not.
You'd be grand.
I was in a taxi back from the airport once and the guy had 700,000 plus kilometres on
still
his car.
Going.
It was a Toyota. No
still
problems
going.
There. So that's me.
So I suppose, we'll...
Less worrying.
Less worrying. I think we should all worry a little bit less. Apparently, a great book was recommended to me that I can't remember the name of that I am going to
read. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, but I'm about to start reading one. So anyway, Cormac Battle, happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas to you.
And we're going to have an amazing 2019.
Of course.
And you know why? Because we're not worried.
No.
Okay?
Oh, what's that?
What?
Oh.
Who worries?
No, I'm paranoid
now.
No,
here's David Guetta. It's 2FM. Don't be worrying, all right?
The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green.